I mean, censorship is an interesting question because there are overt examples of censorship, like what just happened with the Hide Seek show and the David Wojnarowicz piece, where particular politicians make a statement to their constituency by removing something that's on exhibition. And then the kind of thing that you're talking about, where institutions simply don't show things or don't buy things in the case of libraries, or don't do things or don't let particular people in, which often doesn't read as censorship because people never realize what they could be seeing or could be reading or could be going on, because the institution has already created a kind of logic in which that kind of thing doesn't exist. And so in a lot of ways, I actually think that's the most dangerous kind of censorship, because people aren't aware of it and they can't make a decision about it. They can't make a choice about how they feel about it because it's invisible. And I mean, I do talk a bit about that in the book, and the way that particularly after the overt censorship and kind of debates about AIDS-related imagery, particularly in the 1980s, lots of museums simply stop showing that kind of work. Then the debate seems like it's gone away, but it's been kind of preempted because the objects aren't there to raise the questions and have the conversations about. So that kind of institutional censorship or pre-censorship, I think, is actually more dangerous than, you know, somebody walking in and saying, you must take this down, because then at least people know what's going on.